Larry Weber, phenologist and prognosticator, joins us this morning as our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. How you doing?
January thaw. I'm a happy girl.
The January thaw came upon us not really abruptly, but quite a bit more than I think most of us expected. As I said last week, virtually every January has a January thaw. However, it usually gets to the 30s. And maybe lasts for a few days. I've seen years where it lasted maybe one day, stretching perhaps to a week. But this is going to be lasting longer than that, according to the forecast. It's hard to believe that one week ago today, we had nearly 30 below at our house here. And the Weather Service in Duluth reported minus 22, which is the coldest temperature that we've had for a couple of years. So, like I said, a little hard to believe that was just a week ago. If you took the statistics of this month, and assuming this mild spell is going to continue, if you took the statistics of this month, you'd see it's really 2 months because it divides almost right down the middle. First half being way below normal, and the second half now being way above normal. So we'll see what it has to offer. The thaw for the first few days was not only warmer temperatures. Yesterday, the official high at the Weather Service was 45 degrees, which set a record. That's the only record-setting one so far. It was also clear. We've had a lot of clear days, so with all this sunlight coming along with it, I, like many other people, went out and sat in the sun, taking advantage of it. But now we're getting the other side of it, and that is the precipitation. And the precipitation of rain with the stuff we already have could make for some pretty weird conditions to deal with, but we'll see. Other things of note, the days continue to get longer. We passed a milestone this past week on the 16th of January when we reached 9 hours of daylight. After going to nearly 8.5 during the solstice time, we now reach 9 hours of daylight, and that continues to get longer. And then this next week, we will, for the first time in weeks, many weeks, we'll have sunset after 5 p.m. So we really notice it more in the evening than we do in the morning. The birds had really made a change. All through the cold spell, I was looking out at various birds, almost 10 kinds every day, and flocks of finches, both goldfinches and purple finches, and then the usual woodpeckers and so forth. Well, as soon as the mild spell showed up, suddenly a lot of the birds did not show up. Matter of fact, I had one day where I did not see a goldfinch all day and only one purple finch. They have since returned, but in smaller numbers. What does this tell me? That they really do not need our handouts. And when the weather gets mild, they'd just as soon go and find food elsewhere, or perhaps they're taking advantage of the time and going to searching other places. Nevertheless, they are still interesting to watch, and I've still been seeing them. But there's something else of the birds that has been very interesting this week, and that is the way they respond to the milder weather. I mentioned last time how we may be seeing this with some birds. Most notably are the chickadees that often on these mild days will start singing this Phoebe, Phoebe type of song. I did not hear that. I was expecting to, but I did not hear it this past week. I did, however, hear the calls from the nuthatches. Nuthatches give a kind of call, but they do it a lot more when we get more mild. But the big news has been the drumming of woodpeckers. Woodpeckers, when the weather starts getting mild in the winter, and sometimes it's even when it's cold, they'll go to trees and go brrrr like that against a tree. It's their way of making sounds. They are not really singers like other birds are, so therefore they use that method to pass on to others about the territory. Hairy woodpeckers had been doing it for weeks already, but it was just in the last couple days, yesterday in particular, where I watched a pileated woodpecker making its sound. Pileated woodpeckers are so large that when they bang against the trees, they make a sound that resonates throughout the woods. And yesterday, being as calm as it was, it could hear it really clearly. So that's really one of the things going along with the thaw. Another thing of note is a different bird visitor I had to the bird feeder. This probably had nothing to do with the thaw. I think we just had a hungry bird. But one day I had been gotten used to going coming in the house and immediately looking out at the bird feeder. But one day last week, I came in the house and I looked out at the bird feeder. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and usually there is a big afternoon feeding. I looked out at there, and there was no birds. I wonder what's going on. Well, the closer I looked, I realized, yes, there really was one bird out there, but it was just a single bird. And it started flipping its tail and so forth, and eventually I got a look at it, and it was a northern shrike. A northern shrike is a very weird bird. They winter with us every year, though they are never very common. The northern shrike arrives at the bird feeder for a different reason than the other birds do. It arrives at the bird feeder to try to find a bird to feed on. They are predators of birds and small mammals. And the northern shrike is classified as a songbird, but if you were to take a close look at one, you'd see a very strong hooked beak like you see with a raptor. It does not, however, have the talons, the big song claws on its feet that raptors do. Therefore, when it catches something, it has to use a little help to feed on it. And so what are they been known to do is hang them up on branches and trees and barbed wire and so forth, and then they rip apart the animal they're feeding on. And for that reason, they've been nicknamed the butcher bird. Well, the shrike, I watched it. It's about the size of a blue jay. I saw it flying around, making a few attempts at catching birds, and it never did. A couple days later, it came back. Same thing. Didn't catch anything. When you are a predator out there, you often fail, and that's what happened here. You'd have to keep on trying. But nevertheless, an interesting visitor to the bird feeder. Other things of note, I mentioned last week that during the January thaw, it's not unusual that skunks and raccoons wake up and start moving around. Once again, I did not see either of those, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. The same thing is true with chipmunks. I have often seen chipmunks wake up during these times and get out. They would wake up in a winter day anyway, but they usually don't leave their den. But during these mild times, they just might. And then one day this week when I was outside, I saw a fly. Now, there are flies around us much of the winter. They will frequently hibernate, and then if they're hibernating in a little crack on the wall and that wall is getting sunlight on it, they may wake up and start flying around. That's the house fly. But what I saw was what's called a winter crane fly, and they live outdoors. And yes, they will take these mild days and they will go out and start flying around. This is their maturity time. This is their breeding season. And so I saw a few of those flying. Many people right away think they look like a mosquito and think they're mosquitoes. There's a possibility of seeing mosquitoes in the wintertime, but most likely not. So nevertheless, the thaw brings out things, and it's not over. We're going to see more. So, okay, Lisa, I'm glad you're enjoying it, and continue to enjoy it, and good luck with all the weather this weekend.
You bet. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber is an author, a naturalist, an educator, a public speaker, a prognosticator, and more. And our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.